Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we're going to be sharing with you the 11 things you need to know about Hamas. And this was shared by the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. And these are pictures with captions, and we're going to do our best to have these for you on the torch. But, you know, it's important to know who Hamas is. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just a military group. They're actually a terrorist organization. And we're going to share number one with you. In 2002, Hamas was listed and is listed as a terrorist entity in Canada. In Canada, Hamas has been listed as a terrorist entity since 2002. And since 1990, Hamas has been responsible for several hundred terrorist attacks, one of the primary groups involved in suicide bombings aimed at Israel. Number two, Hamas Prime Minister eulogized bin Laden. "We most certainly condemn the murder of this Arab, quote, and Muslim holy warrior. May he take his rightful place together with the martyrs and the righteous." Think about it. Oh, this is what their Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, and he's mourning Osama bin Laden. Okay? Number three, the day of judgment will not come about until the Muslims fight the Jews, killing the Jews, when the Jew will hide behind the tree, and the stones and the trees will say, "Oh Muslims, oh Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill me." See, Hamas is devoted to the murder of Jews. This is in their charter. This is article number 7 in their charter. It says that they have to kill the Jews. Mm-hmm. This is who Hamas is. Mm-hmm. Number four, don't trust us. Read it here. This is what they put out. Number four, this is Hamas. Hamas's official slogan: Allah is its target. The Prophet is its model. The Quran, its constitution. Jihad is its path. And death for the sake of Allah is the loftiest of its wishes.
And what is jihad?
War. Let me go ahead and read you their slogan again. This is from the Center of Israel and Jewish Affairs. And this is number four of the 11 things you need to know regarding Hamas. This is their official slogan. Mm-hmm. Allah is its target. The Prophet is its model. The Quran is its constitution. Jihad is its path. And death for the sake of Allah is the loftiest of its wishes. Mm. I mean, not only when it kills Israeli and anyone else is not Muslim, but it's even sacrificing their own people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's been previously said, too, that Hamas's whole realization is that they love death as much as Israel loves life. Mm. That kind of just says it plain and simple right there.
Yeah. Mm. Number five, Hamas rejects peace. Initiatives and so-called peaceful solutions and international conferences are in contradiction to the principles of Islamic resistance movement, Hamas. There is no solution for the Palestinian question except through jihad, something else that is written in the Hamas covenant. Number six, also in their covenant, Hamas is inciting a holy war. It is necessary to instill the spirit of jihad in the heart of the nation so that they would confront the enemies and join the ranks of the fighters. Mm-hmm. This is in their charter. This is in their covenant. It is necessary to instill the spirit of jihad in the heart of the nation so that they would confront the enemies and join the ranks of their fighters. This is probably something that they tell the innocent civilian Palestinian woman. This is probably what they tell the Palestinian child. You know, come join the ranks. Come give your life. And it's like, man, this is horrible. This is evil. This is evil while the world remains silent. And that's the scariest thing of all. Mm-hmm. In 2005, number seven, in 2005, Israel withdrew from the Gaza. also took down their settlements, right, completely left. Mm-hmm. In 2007, 2 years later, Hamas seized control in a bloody coup. And since then, more than 10,000 missiles have been fired at Israelis. So people look at what's happening today and say, oh, you know, Israel's shot all these. Listen, let's rewind the tape. This incident with Hamas did not just occur during Protective Edge in the last, you know, month or so. Mm-hmm. This thing has been going back since 2007, mark it, almost 7 years ago. And since then, it's been 10,000 rockets. Mm-hmm. There's some history here.
Yeah.
There's some history here. It's not just happened. Number eight, Hamas seeks the annihilation of the Jewish state and any hope of a liberal, democratic Palestinian society. This is in their covenant. I'm going to read it for you. This is the law governing the land of Palestine and the Islamic Sharia law, and the same goes for any land of the Muslims, have covered by force, because during the times of Islamic conquest, the Muslims consecrated these lands to Muslim generations to the day of judgment. They think they have right to this land. Mm-hmm. Number nine, peace partners, question mark. These are the faces of violent Islamist extremists. And we're going to make sure this is available for you. Hezbollah, ISIS, Hamas, and Boko Haram. Now remember, Boko Haram is the one who took all these Christian girls. I think they took 200 to 300 of them. These are the faces of violent Islamist extremists. Now, what's interesting is that although, you know, Bridget Gabriel reports that, you know, these Islamic extremists represent 15 to 20% of the Muslim population, which is, you know, anywhere between 1.5 and 1.8 billion people, that number would result in maybe, you know, 250 to 300 million Islamic radicals, okay? Not every Muslim is an Islamic radical, but there's still 300 million of them.
Right.
Which, in comparison, is equivalent to the population of the United States. So where are the other 800 Muslims?
800 million.
800 million Muslims decrying, saying, this is awful. This is evil. When I had a chance to speak to a Palestinian, he said, I've never seen the pictures. I've never seen the pictures of the rocket launchers. I've never seen the pictures of the rocket launchers next to children. I said, you've never seen them? I've never seen them. Well, my next question was, well, if it was true, if you saw it with your own eyes, if this was, you can prove it, what would you have to say about it? And I'm glad to know he said, yeah, that would be wrong. That would be wrong. Well, I said, it's happening. It's happening. Mm. You know, you want to save Gaza, you got to get Hamas out of there. You want to save the Palestinians, you got to get Hamas out. And they were voted out. They voted in. You need to vote them out.
Right.
Number 10, Hamas forces child labor. The child shall be protected against all forms of neglect and cruelty and exploitation. This is what the UN says, UN Declaration of Rights for the Child. This is what the UN says. I'm going to read what the UN says because this is important here. The child shall be protected against all forms of neglect, cruelty, and exploitation. On the other side of that, Hamas used 13, let me get this right, Hamas has used 13 and 14-year-old children as suicide bombers in Gaza. Wow. Think about that. Mm. 13 and 14-year-old children as suicide bombers in Gaza. Now, when was the last time the UN brought a war crime on that?
Mm-mm.
I mean, come
haven't
on.
Heard anything.
I haven't heard a thing. Number 11, Hamas doesn't care about the innocent civilians in Gaza. Hamas controls a number of large uninhabited areas in Gaza, but chooses to launch missiles from densely populated locations. This is exactly what we just spoke about in Alan Dershowitz's article that he wrote for Gates Tone Institute. It controls huge areas of land that where no one lives in, yet they want to keep all the Palestinians in these confined areas. So who's the oppressor? Because you would hear from people the argument that Israel's the oppressor. And it's like, I think Israel gave you a piece of land. Mm-hmm. I think Israel supports you and gives you humanitarian aid. I mean, who is the oppressor? Hamas is the oppressor. That was number 11. We want to encourage you to share this with your friends. But I know that, Steve, you have a perspective that you want to share from IDF. When we get back from this break, you're going to hear more about that because the Israeli Defense Forces put up a blog where they started interviewing Israeli soldiers and what they saw and what they experienced. You don't want to miss it when you come back to hear some of the things that they found out once boots were on the ground and they were actually in Gaza and saw for themselves.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.